Want to attend the legendary Thrive Time Show Business Workshop for free? Subscribe on iTunes, leave an objective review, and send us confirmation at info@thrivetimeshow.com to claim your tickets. Want to live in a van down by the river? Come by and see us at our Riverwalk offices, and we'll be able to make your dreams come true.
Hello, Thrive Nation. Welcome back to this final segment of today's radio show. And if you're listening to the podcast, it's a standalone edition of the Thrive Time Show podcast. We're breaking down the words of wisdom from Mark Echo, the founder of Echo Enterprises. You remember those shirts back in the day? The Echo shirts? Everyone wore an Echo shirt. Chup, do you remember that?
I remember the Echo.
Do you really? Do you remember the t-shirts?
Yeah.
You go to like the mall and you'd always see the logo, you'd always see the shirts. And I think it's kind of a thing where a lot of times people see a brand, but they never think about, why is everyone wearing that shirt?
What happened?
And where did it come from? And I like to always dive in deep to figure out, where did that success come from? So in 1972, Mark Echo was born in New Jersey. He has a twin sister by the name of Marcy, 1972. So after high school, he attended Rutgers University, the School of Pharmacy. That makes sense. He makes t-shirts. So he went to pharmacy school. During his time spent in college, I don't get it. He spent his time in college learning to paint graffiti. Graffiti? Graffiti? You can't paint graffiti? That's an illegal activity. Yes, it is. So anyway, the dean of the school pulls him aside and says, you really probably should take a year off and pursue art, my man, because you're in pharmacy school and you're doing graffiti. 1993, at the age of 21, he starts the Echo Unlimited Company as a t-shirt company. Using small amounts of money he saved with he and his friend Seth Gersberg and his sister. Through intensive and relentless marketing, he landed early clients such as Spike Lee. You ever seen the movie Malcolm X? You ever seen Boys in the Hood? You ever heard the name Spike Lee? You ever seen a New York Knicks game, seen Spike Lee on the sidelines?
Yeah. All of them, huh?
Chuck D, the first politically active rapper. Chuck D. Okay. So Public Enemy was the group. So think about this. Mark Echo Marshall, why did he go after celebrities first?
Because if he could get a celebrity to wear his products, then everybody else would follow.
Instant credibility.
I wonder why Jill Donovan went after celebrities first.
Weird.
Jill Donovan, rustic cuff. Mm-hmm. I wonder why she went after celebrities first.
Social proof, baby.
I wonder why she went after Oprah first. I wonder why she went after Faith Hill first. I wonder if that's impacted her sales.
Probably not.
I wonder if this is applicable to anybody. Okay. So this is the notable quotables from Mark Echo. We're going to go fast. It's like hot potato.
Hot potato.
Here we go.
Hot sizzle.
Here we go. Notable quotable. You need to have that figure who's going to tell you like it is. He's telling us about mentors. You got to have that figure in your life who's going to tell you like it is. Marshall.
You got to have somebody that is willing to be candid with you and tell you when you're not on the right track to success.
He talks about get rich quick not being a move. It seems like that's a theme. Every time I read an autobiography by anybody who's successful, it seems like they're always saying that you can't get rich quick. Mark Echo says it's a fallacy that it happens overnight.
It's so good.
It took almost 15 years. 15 years! Are you getting that idea?
All of them.
10 years. 9 years for Amazon. Over 10 years for ESPN. FedEx, over 10 years.
Tesla. Nine years, right?
Yeah, Tesla, 9 years. I mean, think about, oh my gosh, but I want to get rich quick. It's not a move. Turns out it takes longer to spend a lifetime trying to get rich quick. Chup, if somebody out there wants to get rich quick, what would you say?
Well, you can look at it this way. Just go do some research on what happens to lottery winners. They get poor real quick, too. There's just a universal law. You cannot get rich quick. Your life is not built for it. You've got to earn it. You've got to do that grind. You've got to earn what you get.
I'm telling you this because nobody else is. There are so many charlatans out there trying to tell you that you can get rich quick. I worked with a company a couple months ago that does, they help people with signage. And I was so irritated with this person on behalf of himself. I wanted to help him so much. He says, I'm trying to automate my sales funnel so that I don't have to call the leads when they fill out the form.
You can't automate action. Right.
And I said to him, do you think it's likely? If I was going to spend, what's your average ticket, please? He said, no, I want to automate. I said, no, I need to know this. I want to help you. Do you think it's likely that you or me or anybody else would spend $2,000 to $3,000 on a print design, a massive vinyl print of some kind, a massive print, a massive business card order, anything with a company, if we didn't have either a ton of social proof, reviews and testimonials, or if you didn't actually answer the phone? And because you don't have any reviews, you need to actually pick up the phone and convince people that it's a good deal. And you can't have an automated drip email that's going to do that for you. And he just got so irate about the idea that you can't just automate your sales process.
I got a question on this get rich quick. If it's so easy, how come these guys like Tai Lopez have been doing it for so long? Like, if they're getting rich so quick and they're going to teach you, they've been doing this stuff for years, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, shouldn't they already be successful?
These are thoughts. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So you got to eat while you dream. Mark Echo says, when doing creative work, it's really important not to get trapped by your emotions. Chup, what's he talking about?
You're going to have to make tough decisions, right? Don't get stuck. But, you know, hey, I designed this whenever I really like the way this looks. I did it myself. Don't get emotional about those things. Focus on what matters and what's going to actually make money.
The market doesn't care how long you've spent on something. They just care whether it provides the result they want.
If it sucks, it sucks. Change it.
If you made an app you've been working on for 3 years, the market doesn't care how long you spent on it. And for people who are artistic, that could be a bad thing. Now, Mark was very and is very artistic, but yet he also was pragmatic enough to say, you know what? That design isn't selling. I'll do another one. The next move. You can delegate repeatable systems, but you can't delegate problem solving. Mark Echo says, he says, every time I've gotten lazy and relied on someone else to decode problems for me, I run into more problems. You have to apply yourself and find the mechanisms that drive your business with your own hands.
I'm going to tell everybody that's listening, somebody needs to hear this and somebody needs to own this and apply this. You must manage strategy, all strategy. Anything that is strategic, you must manage within
building
your business.
Building systems.
Manage strategy and delegate execution.
Writing scripts, making systems, making your pro forma.
Anything that you're making a decision upon, a script, a how you purchase things, a system, you must manage that strategy yourself and delegate the execution of applying and using those systems. You have to do this every single time because every time you put it in the hands of others, it is going to be done incorrectly.
Now the next move, the next notable quotable from Mark Echo of the Echo Company, the Echo Unlimited company. You've seen the t-shirts all over the world. Just look up Echo Unlimited. You'll see the shirts. You'll be very familiar with them. They've sold a ton of shirts over the years, and you're going to find them and you're going to go, okay, I recognize the Echo brand. It's got the big rhinoceros, the big rhino on the shirts. I promise you will have, once you see it, you're like, oh my gosh, that's who it is.
Oh, that's that guy.
He encourages you that you will gain strength through struggle. He says the fact that you've gone through all the pain to build one business doesn't mean that the next one will be pain-free. So he's saying that just because you had success in the first business doesn't mean the next one will be easy. So Dr. Zeller and I, we've built a lot of successful companies, but I want you to get this idea. It took me about 8 years to get DJ Connection to be profitable and sustainable and successful. But then it took about a year and a half to get Epic Photography there. Elephant in the Room was a bigger idea, so it took about 4 years to get it there. And you just have to start. I mean, if you're not going to gain strength unless you struggle, you might as well start struggling now. I mean, to work out, you're going to be sore, so you might as well start getting sore right now. To build the muscle, you got to break it down, and the muscle grows back stronger. Chuck, for anybody out there who's fighting this idea, they have to go through a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of trade-off, and a little bit of struggle. What would you say?
Everything is about trade-offs in life, right? You got to trade one thing to get another. And the old saying goes, no pain, no gain, right?
No pain, no gain.
Exactly.
Now, Thrive Nation, we're here to help you. We're here to coach you. We're helping mentor you up. But we can't help you unless we get a chance to know you. So if you have yet to do it, go to ThriveTimeShow.com, where you can find the podcasts all archived. You can find the one-on-one business coaching. You can book conference tickets. And you can find the video vault of thousands of videos for aspiring entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs just like the, just like you. We like to end the show with a three and a two and a one. So here we go.
Three, two, one. Boom.
I remember my days back in the dorm room. Tuned to the gloom like the temple of doom. Overwhelmed with the doubts that try to consume. My hope for the future that I could pursue. But from the mountaintop now I can conclude that you have what it takes if you want
this
the view to.
This is your year to thrive. Success you will find. Today is your day, and now is your time.